Welcome to Reset Your Mindset with Angie Z. I'm super excited to have you here today to share inspirational stories from entrepreneurs around the world that provide you with valuable lessons and mindset strategies to enable you to play the game of life your way. Welcome to Reset Your Mindset with Angie Z. I'm really excited to have a very special guest all the way from the USA, Barbara Hewson, who is a wealth coach and best-selling financial author. Her mission in life is to revolutionize women's relationship with money and power. A massive welcome to you, Barbara.
Well, I'm so glad to be here, Angie. Thank you.
So, do you want to share with us how you started on this journey of helping women with money?
This is never, ever where I thought I'd end up, seriously. So I lived most of my life in a financial fog. I grew up wealthy. My father was the R of H&R Block. And the only advice he ever gave me about money was, don't worry. Don't worry. I love that advice. I didn't want to worry. I just wanted to spend it.
Sounds like heaven.
And then I married a man who was a lawyer. Then he went to work for Block, and then he became a stockbroker.
Right.
Perfect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found out very early in our marriage that he is a compulsive gambler.
Right.
And over the course of our 15 years of being together, I find out many times a year he was gambling my money, my inheritance away. And you want to hear the crazy thing? Is I continued to let him manage the money. That's how intimidated I was.
Wow.
And terrified.
Yes.
But anything financial, and even after our divorce, I decided money's not my thing. I do not want to deal with money.
Mm.
Well, I have this theory now.
Yes.
If you don't deal with your money will deal with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got tax bills.
Yes.
For back taxes my husband didn't pay, for the legal bills he got us on. These tax bills were almost $2 million. They were over $1 million. And my ex had left the country.
Yeah.
I have close to $1 million, and my dad wouldn't lend me the money.
Wow.
And that's when I knew. I knew I had to get smart. I had three daughters. One was just a baby. I was
mm-hmm.
not going to raise those girls on the street. And I really believe when you have a commitment,
yes.
a down-to-your-toes commitment, the universe revolves to help you meet your goal.
Mm.
And I was hired. I was a journalist.
Right.
And I was hired for a research project to interview women who were smart about money. And those interviews changed my life.
Mm.
I not only got smart about money, but I wrote my first book.
Yes.
How Prince Charming Isn't Coming, How Women Get Smart About Money.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 books later, I'm still here. And that was 21 years ago.
Absolutely amazing. Phenomenal. I've actually read your first book, and I've also read your latest book, Sacred Success, A Course in Financial Miracles, which I just love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. So tell us a little bit about your latest book.
So I wrote, but I always write what I want to learn about.
Okay, yes.
So I wrote Prince Charming Isn't Coming because I wanted to learn how to manage money.
Mm.
And I interviewed women who manage money.
Yeah.
Very well, very smart. Then after I wrote Prince Charming, I had this whole new career. I was traveling all over the country doing financial education for women, but I couldn't make money. So
right.
I interviewed women who made lots of money, and I wrote the book, Secrets of Six-Figure Women. But before I even finished that book, I was making six figures. So I wanted to see if I could teach it to other women, so I started
yes.
getting Overcoming Under-Earning workshops.
Ah.
And that became my third book.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I decided, okay, I know how to invest money. I know how to manage money. I know how to make six figures. I'm ready to make seven. And that was going to be my next book. I was going to interview women who made seven figures.
Right.
And more.
Yep.
And that would be my next book. 3 years later, I had no book. I was nowhere near making a million. And I remember my coach saying to me, Barbara, you're too into doing. You need time for just being.
Mm.
So I went on a 4-day retreat, and I took my transcripts of all those interviews. I had no trouble finding women who made 6 and 7 figures.
Yes.
7 and 8 figures. And I realized during that 4 days of silence and quiet that I completely missed the whole point. It wasn't that these women were making such outrageous sums. It really, the big takeaway was how they were doing it. They were playing a very different game than what the world models. Mm. And I called that game Sacred Success. Mm. And Sacred Success, my definition is pursuing your soul's purpose.
Yes.
For your own bliss and the benefit of others while being richly rewarded. And that is sacred success.
That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Because I remember actually reading about in your book how you were really confused by the fact that you thought fame and fortune was going to be your life's purpose. And, you know, you ended up finding something way more powerful in your actual purpose.
Well, I thought the whole, it's not my purpose was fame and fortune. I thought, but my identity,
yes.
my identity came from writing books and fame and fortune and all of that. And what I realized, it wasn't fame and fortune I was after. Just like these women, the women I interviewed were making 7 and 8 figures.
Mm.
It wasn't fame and fortune. What they were after was greatness.
Yes.
And I define greatness by paraphrasing a quote by Fred Buchner, and it says greatness is that place where your deep gladness, what you were put on this earth to do, meets the world's great hunger. Mm-hmm. And I realized that is what I'm here to do.
Yes.
And
yes.
to help other women do it. And in a way that then we achieve wealth and power. Because what I've seen it for 21 years. Women's issues with money have nothing to do with money. It is our fear of and ambivalence about power.
Right.
And so what I wanted to write a book about was not just about creating wealth, but claiming our power. Because it is by claiming our power that we create wealth.
Yes. And so for the women out there who don't know how to claim their power, what would you recommend?
You start with the power question.
Okay.
The power question is, what do I want? What do I really want? Not what does my mother want? What does my father want? What does my kids want? What does my husband want? What does society want? What do I want?
Yes.
My definition of a powerful woman is someone who knows who she is, who knows what she wants, and expresses that in the world unapologetically. Let me say it again. A powerful woman is someone who knows who she is, who knows what she wants, and expresses that in the world unapologetically.
Yeah.
And what that means it's stepping into our power. By absolutely speaking up, asking for what we want, instead of watering ourselves down so we don't make waves.
Yes, yes. Very different. So in terms of some of the women that you've worked with and coached over the years, what are you finding are the most common issues? What's really at the core of it? Is it often related to the power? Yeah. So it is the power.
So when I wrote my first book,
yes.
As Charming as a Coming, and I was listening to these women, no one was born financially savvy. You know, no one popped out of the womb.
No.
Understanding money. But I saw they all had to go through this process. And part of it was overcoming their fear of power.
Mm.
And I remember saying to interviewing a psychologist who specialized in money and financial issues, and I said to her, why do you think women are so afraid of their power? And she said to me something that gave me chills. She said, because powerful women have been burned at the stake.
Mm.
And I think that's it. We are afraid that if we are powerful, we will be punished. We will suffer some kind of pain. And so what we do is we dim down our light.
Yes.
And one of the best ways to keep yourself powerless is by being out of control with your money.
Yeah.
As one of my favorite quotes is by Michael Beckwith, who was in the video, the movie, The Secret, and he said, can you be the light of the world if you can't pay your light bill? Because I believe we are all here for a purpose. Mm-hmm. We are all here, each one of us. And we cannot pursue our purpose and play full out if we are struggling to make ends meet, if we're drowning in debt.
Yes.
So I think that financial success is not just a practical process, but I believe it is a spiritual practice. Mm-hmm. It is really about knowing what our purpose is and doing the healing that we need to do to go out and pursue it.
Yes, yes. So in terms of the women that you interviewed that were earning 6 and 7 figures, what did you find were some of the common traits that they had?
I'll tell you the most common. The one thing that differentiates under-earners from high-earners.
Yes.
And they had a lot of common traits, but the one thing that really differentiated them is what I found is the number one requirement for going to the next level in earnings or in anything. Mm-hmm. Is a willingness to do what you're scared to do. That willingness to stretch outside what feels comfortable but seems impossible. Mm-hmm. I ask under earners, when's the last time you did something you were scared to do? And they'll kind of scratch their head and say, I don't know. Under, I ask high earners that question, 6 and 7 figure women.
Yes.
They laugh and they say, all the time. They have what I call the 6-figure, 7-figure slogan. If it's not illegal or immoral, I just say yes.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so really, it is the willingness to do what you fear.
Yes.
Is the number one trait. It's not that they didn't have fear. Now, here's the thing that was so important for me, a real eye-opener. When I was interviewing women who made 6 figures, they were very confident. And I expected them to be confident. But what I saw as we got deeper into the interviews, and I saw this with 7-figure women too, as we got deeper in, they all struggled with fear. They all struggled with self-doubt. 95% felt like a fraud and were afraid others would find out. And I was thinking, well, that's how I feel. The difference between them and me is they didn't let the fear stop them. They
yes.
didn't let the self-doubt stop them. They went to where they fear. And when they fell down, as they all did,
mm-hmm.
they all got back up and kept going.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's very important to be able to do that 100%. So for everyone out there listening today, particularly for women, what do you believe are some of the things that they can do to start really changing their life and becoming more financially savvy?
The first step is tell the truth.
Okay.
First step is tell the truth. And the first step, there's two questions to ask yourself in telling the truth. The first is, what do I want? That's the power question.
Mm-hmm.
What do I want? And be really brutally honest. What do I want? And write it down. The second question is, what's not working in my life?
Mm.
What's not working?
Yeah.
And because what I've learned is that all financial achievement is preceded by a financial challenge. When these successful women finally became successful, it's because they looked at what wasn't working. They faced their challenge.
Yes.
And yep. they were willing to stretch. And what that often meant is they had willing to let go of what wasn't working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So letting go creates space
mm-hmm.
for something better.
Oh, 100%. And that doesn't just relate to finance, right?
No. Listen, whatever is going on with money.
Yes.
Is going on with other areas in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens when you start to walk through the door of financial fitness, like you decide you're going to get your financial act together, what happens is you start shaking up your whole life. So one of the problems I had when I was trying to learn about money and trying to figure that out is I would go to classes, I would read books, and and my eyes would glaze over, my brain would fog up. I just figured I was terminally stupid. And that's because I didn't realize that financial success is a three-pronged process.
Mm-hmm.
The first is the outer work, doing the practical stuff.
Yes.
You understand how to negotiate, being clear on your goals, knowing the difference between a stock and a bond.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But for me, when I couldn't get that practical stuff, I couldn't understand it for the life of me.
Yes.
Then I went to the second prong,
mm-hmm.
and that was the inner work of wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at my emotions, my beliefs, my attitudes about money, and how they were holding me back. And then the third prong, which is really the motivating prong, is the higher work of wealth. Because you and I, every one of us, everyone listening, is here for a purpose.
Yes.
And we cannot possibly pursue our purpose if we are struggling with our finances.
Yes. So that's obviously what you cover in your workshops that you do and the coaching. You work on those three areas.
Well, I'm not doing any workshops this year.
Okay.
Instead, I'm doing a mentorship program.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just starting a new one. And what I do is I take a small group of women and I mentor them personally.
Yes.
Coaching them, take them through this process. And so that's really what I'm doing.
Beautiful. Amazing.
I'm kind of going on a partial sabbatical this year.
Are you?
I feel like there's something coming up for me.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is, so I need to create time.
Yes.
To see what emerges.
Beautiful. I love it. Well, I'm very excited, and it's wonderful, the achievement of your new book, Sacred Success, A Course in Financial Miracles. So I believe if anyone wants to purchase a copy, I can put the link out there for everyone, and they'll get a free bonus audio as well.
Yeah, if they sign up, if they order it by April 6th,
okay.
I don't know when this is going to air, but by April 6th, they will get a free bonus. Cool, huh?
Fantastic. We love it. And we look forward to your next book or to hear what else is coming your way, Barbara. Continued success and best wishes to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for listening to the movement where we help you shift your heart and mind to excel in every area of your life. We appreciate any comments and your support. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and subscribe to our latest updates on angelinazimmerman.com.